Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the Wednesday edition of Northside Today from the Northside Partnership, the Preparing for Life team, Sue Cullen. Sue, good morning and welcome to the programme again.
Good morning, Dooney, and thank you very much for having me here today.
You're more than welcome, dear. It's my pleasure. Now, unless people have been living under a rock for the last month or 6 weeks, they'll know that we are dealing with a COVID-19 pandemic. And preparing for life is no different as part of the Northside Partnership. Can you tell me what specific challenges the COVID restrictions place on preparing for life?
Well, I suppose for us as a programme, as we know, we are being faced with totally unprecedented times. So none of us have known how to cope in this situation because we've never had to face this before. So I suppose we're all learning to adapt and I suppose adapt to the new norm, whatever that new norm happens to be. And I suppose, needless to say, I find it very challenging, as does everybody else. So some of the challenges that we're hearing from families, and let's be honest, like I said, we're all experiencing very similar challenges, can be anything from employment, you know, people being laid off, not knowing whether they've even got jobs to go back to. We have some families who are working from home on social welfare payment, the new government scheme, but still expected to work full-time hours with little ones at home, which obviously poses great challenges for families. We're having lots of conversations with families where they've lost loved ones, and not necessarily due to COVID-19 or other illnesses, but not being able to give them the send-off that they would have, I suppose, would have liked to give them. And I suppose this is deeply traumatic for families, not really being able to say goodbye to them and trying to explain this to the children is difficult in itself. And then lots of things like feelings of isolation. I only got a phone to a mum yesterday, a new mum, who has been isolating herself. She's a new mum with obviously a new baby, hasn't left the house in 6 weeks other than walk around the block, and is just completely overwhelmed and feeling robbed of a new experience. It's definitely what not she envisaged her experience being. Grandparents calling into the house, looking through the windows as a way of trying to meet the baby. And it's really difficult for families living in these circumstances. And actually, like I said, just feeling completely robbed, not spending time with loved ones, you know. So I know I've had some parents describe how they've not seen their loved ones in the last 6-7 weeks because it's actually too hard explaining to the kids, because naturally, children just want to run to their grandparents and hug them and kiss them and jump all over them, play with the cousins, and they just find it's just too stressful and too difficult for the kids to understand. So they've completely withdrawn from them, which again is really almost a sense of loss and grieving for life. And of course, something that I can relate to myself as well is the homeschooling. Is an obvious one for many, many parents, because all of a sudden overnight, parents are expected to step in the shoes as the teacher. And not all parents cope well in this situation. I know for myself as a parent, working from home, it does bring about many challenges, because you're left with, am I actually doing a good enough job? I had one parent on the phone a couple of days ago, literally carrying the guilt of continuously telling a child to shush, be quiet, I'll be with you in a minute, throwing food at the kids because they're expected to jump straight onto another call. Do you know, are they failing the kids because they don't know how to teach them in the way that they're being taught at school? So when they do return to school, are their kids going to fall behind or struggle? So there's lots of different challenges. And like I said, that's just naming a few. The list is really endless of what we're hearing anyway from parents.
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing, Sue, is that when it comes to parenting, you know, good enough is good enough.
Good enough, definitely. And that's the message we try and hone in on parents when we're talking to parents. Because parents and we're trying to say this to parents over the phone and through our virtual sessions that we're having with families, is that they're doing an absolutely excellent job, and every parent need to be giving themselves a massive pat on the back, but also not forgetting the little kiddies, because they're doing an exceptional job as well. The rug is also being pulled underneath them, and they having to learn to adapt as well. So good enough is literally good enough. If we can get the message to parents and get parents to have this as their mantra, so that if they can understand that if they're doing good enough parenting at 30%, then that gives us such room for growth. But if they're expecting to be at 70, 80, 90%, then they're only going to, you know, experience sense of being overwhelmed and feel stressed and anxious. So what we need to do is try and kick that perfection to the curb and just accept that we're doing the best that we can do in the current term.
And the other side of it then, Sue, I suppose, is what can the Preparing for Life team do to support parents that are in this, I suppose, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a crisis because everybody is in the same boat, but what can you do to help them?
So what we're doing in Preparing for Life, and funny enough, our way hasn't changed hugely in terms of how we operate. The only difference really for us at the moment is we're operating through a lens, and a lot. So we would normally meet with families once a month, depending on the needs of the family. In this case, we are, and obviously it would be face-to-face. Now we're doing it through a lens or over the phone through conversation. We are more, I suppose, we're having more frequent visits, so we're meeting with families more weekly and fortnightly. Very much at the beginning of the pandemic, it was definitely weekly, but some families have now moved to fortnightly. But it was really just about identifying what the families needed, and that's exactly what they needed. They needed that sound support, they needed to be able to process their feelings, their thoughts, some of the strategies that they were using. Obviously, during the pandemic, we're not thinking the way we normally do when we're not as stressed as we are, because obviously we're hearing from parents that they are feeling overwhelmed, they are feeling anxious, they are feeling stressed. So really just starting with a check-in with families to see how they're coping, and really just trying to, going back to what you said before, just applauding them for what they're doing, because they are doing an unbelievable job, and they are doing the best that they can do. But we also are going through different tips with them, so still using the tip sheet that we would have used before, but we're literally, because parents still want to connect with the norm, so they still want to stay informed with what the child is doing and what being able to prepare themselves for the different milestones that the child is about to enter into. So we're trying to distract parents from, I suppose, the scarcity of what they're being exposed to through social media and the different platforms, and trying to get them to find the balance of engaging in the different social platforms, because as we know, this can have such a negative effect on the state of mind. So we're really trying to bring them back to what is, getting them to stay informed with what's important, but steer away and stay focused in what is important at this moment in time, and that's keeping themselves safe, keeping their children safe, and trying to stay in as much as possible a positive state of mind in as much as they can, of course.
So this might seem a very strange question, but if you have a child, we'll say 5, 6, 7 years of age, how do you explain to them what the coronavirus pandemic is all about and why they can't play with their cousins or why they can't be with granny and granddad? How do you explain that to them in 6 or 7 year old English?
So I think it's really important. We say this a lot of in terms of what we deliver as mentors. It's always really important that we meet people where they are. It's important that children are going to be armed with questions, and sometimes the older the child is, the more we expect them to be able to articulate their feelings, and more than often they can't. So it's really important to give them clear, reasonable, I suppose, age-appropriate explanation about what is going on. It's really important that you don't give them all the information, all of the details, because they don't need to know absolutely everything, but definitely prepare yourself as a parent with some answers, because it's important that they do know what's going on, but they remain safe and protected at all times. Because it's important that you don't hide all the details away from them, because they like to know that they are being informed, and especially with the younger child as well. Children tend to present themselves through play. So it's about trying to become, I don't know, watch them whilst they are playing, because they are trying to tell you a story as they are playing. You know, and some children will, I don't know, play up a little bit more, so throw tantrums or act in a more defiant way. And normally this is a way of a child displaying feelings of anxiety or frustration. So it might be a case of trying to find a time that you can check in with the child and see what's going on for them, and help them to shape the conversations by giving the words, and figuring out what is going on for the child. Because not always can they find the words. And it's a difficult time for them also, because like you mentioned, their rug has been pulled from underneath them as well.
And Sue, I know I have to apologise to listeners for the quality of the line, but there's nothing we can do about it. Technology being technology, etc. Sue, for parents listening who want to contact you and get advice, how can they do it?
So we're sending out 3 different parenting tips for families each day, daily, and that can be anything that is being directed towards the child around an activity. It could be a healthy, positive quote. It could be a parenting strategy or a family activity. So a number of different quotes, like I said, tips are getting sent out daily. You can find these on the Preparing for Life page, Facebook page. You can also get any of our offerings, or get more information about Preparing for Life, home visiting, baby massage, PEBS, or any of our other programmes that we're running through our email, through our website, which is www.preparingforlife.ie, or you can email any queries or any information if you need more information at info@preparingforlife.ie. And my number is also in the direct line, is 01-848-5630. And I suppose some of the things that we are still offering, like I said, we are doing a lot of things virtually for families. So we are running with Triple P, which is seminar, and we're running 3 different seminars, one per week, and the 90-minute seminars that are run through Zoom. So all we ask for, if anyone is interested, that they throw us out an email, contact us through the Facebook page, and we can register them on the seminar, and they will be given a time and a date as to which seminar that they're being linked into, which they can avail of. We're also doing baby massage online as well, virtually for the time being, and we're also moving to hosting PEEPS, which is a parent and child group, and it's going to also be done through Zoom, as is baby massage. And that's really an interactive, educational, fun, engaging space for parents and child just to enjoy being with their child, that is just fun and engages in play. And it's an opportunity for parents to be with other parents, and a space for them to talk about challenges that they're being faced with, but also just to be able to connect, and for also the little people to also connect as well with their children, which will be brilliant.
Sue Cullen from the Preparing for Life team at the Northside Partnership. Sue, lovely to talk to you again, and hopefully it won't be long before we'll be face to face back in the studio. Sue, thanks a million.
Thank you very much, Tony, and listen, keep yourself well, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.